Coming up on Ask the Tech Guy, it's the end of the line for Flash. What do we do now? Stay tuned. Ask the Tech Guy comes to you from Twit's LastPass Studios. You're focused on security, but are your employees? Well, LastPass can ensure they are by making access and authentication seamless. Their employees are working in the office or remotely. Visit LastPass.com/Twit to learn more.
This is Twit.
This episode of Ask the Tech Guy is brought to you by LastPass. Visit LastPass.com/Twit. So earlier today on the radio show, somebody called me up and said, "Hey, I hear it's the end of the line for Flash. What am I going to do now?" I said, "Don't worry. Anybody who's still using Flash will have to solve that problem." And I got an email in response from Glenda. Hi, Glenda. She said, "I'm listening to your show here in Shepherdsville, Kentucky right now. You're presently talking about hardly anyone uses or needs Adobe Flash anymore. If only that were true," she says in all caps. Or perhaps it is, but just not in my case. "Our Spectrum cable, live internet TV here requires Flash, oh my God, to watch, and my favorite classic movie station website of all time, Turner Classic Movies, also requires Flash, oh my God, to access it through internet browser. Any word on these fairly well-known sources of entertainment will come forth into the modern era of viewing?" Well, I can tell you they're going to have to really soon, because look at this. This has been coming, brewing for more than a decade. It started back in, 2010, more than 10 years ago, when Steve Jobs wrote an open letter, put it on the front page of Apple, saying why we are not going to put Flash on our brand new iPad or on our iPhone. Adobe Flash was a technology that made it easy to do animations. In the early days of the web, that was a harder thing to do. You could even play movies through it. There was all sorts of things you could do with Flash. But there were a few problems with it. First of all, it wasn't very well written to begin with, which means it took a lot of resources to play a Flash movie. It would slow your machine down. And frankly, Adobe has a terrible track record when it comes to security in its products, particularly Adobe Reader and Adobe Flash, their player. So there were a great many of security flaws, and frankly, Adobe Flash was a real nightmare on the internet. It has been for the last 10 years. Now, Adobe announced years ago, yeah, we're going to kill it. We don't want to support it anymore. We understand it's a problem. And that's mostly because it isn't needed anymore. For instance, in the early days of YouTube, those were Flash movies. But long ago, YouTube converted to a technology that any browser can handle without the addition of any software or any plugin. They call it sometimes HTML5 video, but essentially the ability to play back video is built in now to all modern browsers. They don't need an additional Flash plugin. Adobe sees the writing on the wall, and here's the deadline. December 31st, in 10 days, Adobe will no longer support Flash Player. And starting in a few weeks, January 12th, all Flash content will be blocked. Adobe strongly recommends all users immediately uninstall Flash Player to help protect their systems. So it's going to happen whether Turner Classic Movies or Spectrum wants it to happen or not, that 99.9% of their visitors are going to not be able to see any video. Now, my suspicion is they fixed this a long time ago, and for whatever reason, maybe they see Flash on your system, for whatever reason, they're still serving you Flash. But very few sites are still serving Flash. It just doesn't make sense anymore, given that none of your users will be able to use it in just a few days, especially since they don't have to do a lot of jumping through hoops to get it working. It's an easy thing to just support existing web standards. They don't have to tell their users to download something, to install something. So whether they like it or not, it's going away. And, you know, I think what our caller on the radio show wanted, maybe you want too, Glenda, is some workaround. No. No. That's not going to happen. Yeah, there are ways to play Flash. In fact, there's some technologies out there that allow you to play Flash. The most widespread use of it is on the Internet Archives, because they've decided to make an archive of great Flash-based websites. Now, when I show you some of these Flash websites, you may understand why it's time Flash died. Let me pull up this showcase. This is from the Internet Archive. This is a showcase of Flash from the great websites of the past. Emphasize past. They're actually able to play it back, not with Flash. They're not using Flash, but with an open source plugin that plays Flash. In fact, probably plays it better than ever. You may say, oh, you know, we really should have that on our browsers. No, no. Look at how most of this stuff is super, super old. You know, you don't really need a lobster magnet on your system. And by the way, watch what happens when I go to lobster magnet on the Internet Archive. It actually has to launch an emulator to run this. This comes from... lobster magnet. You don't. Whatever reason you're seeing that Flash, I think if you use a modern browser, you'll see it. It'll still work. It just won't be using Flash. In fact, you may think it's using Flash and it isn't. You don't need Flash anymore. YouTube works without Flash. Every site that I know of that's up to date works without Flash. The only sites that still require Flash are sites that nobody's touched in 10 years. Maybe the solitaire game that you really love. Write it, you know, send them an email saying, hey, guys, but I guarantee you they know about this. And if they haven't done anything, it's because they don't care. If they don't care, it's the end of life, the end of the line for Flash. And I don't think that's a bad thing. Now, speaking of end of the line, I do have to say one thing, and I'll tell you about the end of the line for Ask the Tech Guy when we continue. Our show today brought to you by my friends at LastPass. We are so grateful to LastPass. They've been so helpful to Twit all year long. It's been a tough year for a lot of us. I know that. But LastPass, with their advertising, by buying the studio naming rights and advertising on all our shows, they've been the sole advertiser on Ask the Tech Guy. They've really done a wonderful thing for us, and we thank you so much. And by the way, they're going to continue to do wonderful things for all of us, because LastPass is the only password manager, the only identity and access management tool I trust. I put everything in LastPass. LastPass has been our choice for IAM, both personally, since they started 12 years ago. Steve Gibson started using it 10 years ago, and we started using it for business more than 5 years ago. We're not the only ones. LastPass has been named a leader everywhere, including the G2 Fall Grid Reports, because it's the best. You have over 100 policies in the enterprise version that you can use to make sure your employees are doing the right thing. Advanced security features like multi-factor authentication. Their out-of-the-box experience is fantastic, a perfect combination of security and convenience. We use LastPass. You should use LastPass. Find out more at LastPass.com/twit. LastPass.com/twit. Next week, Ask the Tech Guy next week's the holidays, and there won't be a show. Come next year, I think we're going to stop doing Ask the Tech Guy. It's been a great run, but times have changed a little bit. It's harder to get advertising than it used to be. We're going to have to cut back on a few of the shows we do, and this is one of them. So I hope you've enjoyed Ask the Tech Guy. I thank you for letting me do it. And don't forget, I do 6 hours of Ask the Tech Guy every weekend on the radio and here on the podcast. And that's going to continue. It's just this little bit of the Ask the Tech Guy show that's going to wind itself up. This is the last one. It's been a great 66 episodes. Thank you for letting me come into your home each day and answer those tech questions. Have a great week. Have a wonderful holiday, and have a safe and healthy 2021. It's going to be a great new year. I really think so. Take care, everybody.
Stumped on a nasty tech conundrum? Email askthetechguy@twit.tv.